The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Good morning.
Jeez.
We're
back.
Stop.
I know, it never stops. Today is October 9th, 2022. My name is Mark Kent. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. I guess the kid that rocks around the clock will be in later.
Yeah, he's running a little late.
And we brought to you by our great sponsors, that would be several of them. We've got Luke Pearson Construction and Big O Tires. I want to put a shout out to them because they're great guys over there. Have you got any announcements that you want
to make? We do. Of course, you know, November is coming right around the corner at the rate it's coming. You know, the way things are going anyway. On November 5th, we have the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City that starts at 10 a.m. It's one of the biggest parades north of Sacramento. So come out and show your support. It's always a lot of fun, good time for the family. You can always do the pancake breakfast, you know, in the morning or not. And they have sandwiches and stuff in the afternoon. But anyway, that's on November 5th at 10 a.m. in Shasta Lake City. And then, of course, we got November 11th, Veterans Day, and they will be having ceremonies out at the cemetery at 11 o'clock. So that's on 11-11 at 11. And that's also a good thing to take the family to, the kids, and kind of give them what it's all about, what America's all about, and what people have done for us.
Very good. Very
that,
good.
That is out there. So that's some of it. So stay tuned. We'll have more to come.
You can join us in the chat room.
Kind of. Something like that.
I'm beginning to think that it's not anybody named SK. I'm beginning to think it's somebody named NP because I don't think SK is as smart as MP. Yeah, you know, gold spot price, silver spot price, you know, but don't look at the spot price. Look at the actual purchase price.
Yeah, try to buy it for that.
Yeah.
If you can get it. Depends on what you're looking for.
That's the tail wagging the dog is what that is. We'll just keep papering over the market and pretend there's nothing wrong and hold the price down, except they're really not holding the price down. The actual metals are going through the roof.
They're starting to, even though there's people gobbling them up.
Well, that's the other side of it. So let's, you know, we were listening to Jefferson State of Mind on the way in. I was. We're talking about this Sierra Forward. They were talking about Sierra Forward.
That's one of the things, yeah.
You know, it's just amazing that these guys that profess to be all conservatives, I mean, Barron Browning's supposed to be conservative, Aaron Reznor's supposed to be conservative, are being backed by Sierra Forward, you know, which is, I was looking at their expenditures on opensecrets.org, and it's complete they didn't spend one nickel on Republicans. Yeah. What it says in the prior.
They're totally backed by, yeah.
And you can't seem to find any numbers for them in the county here as far as, you know, their money and their contributions and all that?
Not at the moment, I can't. I can at the Secretary of State level, but I cannot on the county website yet. Yeah, give me a little bit of time. It says they reported on the 29th. like the rest of us, but yeah, I'll keep searching. But I went in by name and by number and haven't been able to pull anything
interesting
yet.
Interesting stuff. And, you know, I like their website. It's SierraForward.com. Their mission is to address the needs of our foothill and mountain communities by encouraging supporting causes, campaigns, and candidates that will lead to mainstream solutions.
Mainstream.
talk about you know, the tail wagging the dog.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, everybody who's against the U.S. government now is a traitor and all this stuff, except that they no longer follow the Constitution and they are the ones that are violent. So that makes us the revolutionary traitors?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same old doublespeak crap. Anything they're doing, they're lying about you and trying to pin it on you.
I do want to say that what I did find on the Secretary of State website, you know, all the money I saw coming in, contributions, is coming from, like, San Francisco, Camino, you know, places like that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, I have a little
FYI.
I have a little clip here to play, and I think this is exactly what's happening. This is a leaked audio. This comes in from...
is it local?
Well, I'm looking at Breitbart now, and this is South Carolina Democrat Senate candidate Crystal Matthews pushes the sleeper Republicans in leaked call. Hey. And I think this is exactly what is going on all over the place. I think that the only thing here is that she got caught saying it. And so can we...
They never wised up to the fact that there's live mics, so... Everywhere.
Well, I don't even think that this was, yeah, I know. I mean, it's like, yeah, but they don't think anybody's listening, and
right.
It's not that hard to get a hold of the leaked video and stuff like that, leaked audio, whatever, because these people are just openly brazen about, they think that they're so screwed up in the head that they're just brazen about how they think they're in the right. Talk about a mass psychosis.
I was going to say, yeah, you got a little bit of a mental problem going on there, you know?
More than a little bit. So anyway, here's this leaked video, or I'm sorry, audio from Chris. I guess it's Chris Style or Chris. I don't know. It's C R Y S T L E. I guess that's Crystal Matthews, and this is she was a senator, South Carolina Democratic state representative and Senate candidate, and this is what she had to say, and I think it's quite telling locally and across the nation.
Some secret sleepers. Like, we need them to run as the other side, even though they're for our side. And we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. So this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day. As long as we know we're working for the same goal, for me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money. Where the is dope? Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black men. So I don't black because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I could be, listen, I can move in all kind of circles, but I'm a heart. I love black people. I feel safest around my people. I'm very much in a lot of ways, but I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you got to be able to turn it off and turn it on. Yeah. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't got to make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it. Just don't say just like when somebody drop money and you pick it up. You pick that up and keep walking.
Wow. I think that's a pretty telling little
video,
isn't
it?
And that tells you who these people are. And they are who you think they are. They're criminals. They're liars. They're not transparent. They talk about transparency on everybody else, but they lie, they cheat, they steal, they don't tell the truth, they hide, they
do anything to win.
I see that as the same in this local election. I see everybody doing whatever they can to win, and it doesn't matter. And the fact is they're pretty brazen about it with the Sierra Forward. How can you put Aaron Reznor, who's supposed to be the staunch conservative, in with Max Steiner, who we know is, well, he's a middle of the road.
He's a conservative Democrat. That's what he said.
Yeah,
right.
Why? Because if he said what he really was, does he have a chance on getting elected? Unless they're cheating anyway.
The car was going the wrong way.
Oh, down the road. Well,
yeah,
I guess
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear a crash, so he should be fine. The Sierra Forward is backing nothing but Democrats. Oh, wait a minute. I thought they were conservative Republicans.
They really are.
They really
don't
are.
You know?
Yeah.
They just decided that they had to put that out there, you know.
So either you got to bamboozle everybody, you got to lie to everybody, you got to tell them you're a conservative when you're not really a conservative, or you got to cheat with the votes, or all the above, and then nothing matters as long as you keep in power.
Yeah.
You know, and look at this last election. I still am dumbfounded that anybody could look at this last election and go, it was a clean election, because...
That it was a true... An accurate
and fair election. I just don't see it, because how can you, in this kind of, demographics are correct, which we're like 65% conservative Republicans, how can 68% of the people vote for Kathy Darling Allen, who is a known Democrat? How can we have a Democrat register of voters? How can we have a superintendent of school boards, Democrat? And how can we have a DA who is openly Democrat in this much of a conservative county? It defies logic. And you can't give me the name recognition crap. They've always got some reason to ignore it. They don't want to look at the records. They don't want to examine the things. They want to keep the Dominion voting machines. And we'll all just tell everybody that we're conservative.
Yeah. And don't question anything that we do out of the elections office. Heaven forbid you question it when a view.
Well, then you're a radical, extremist revolutionary who's trying to pull down the United States government. But what they don't do is they don't separate government from a free government that was founded by our fathers and forefathers with the Constitution. And that if you ignore that completely, you're no longer the government you say you are. And, by the way, Dave just walked in and put his sunglasses on, and he's looking like Joe Cool over there.
He is.
Remind.
Oh, there you go. You came on there at the end.
So.
Yeah, it's crazy, but just like she said in that soundbite, you know, they'll do absolutely anything. And we used to think, you know, it was maybe just at the national level and all of that. And the more that things are getting dug up and people are investigating and questioning things, it's coming to you have proof at our local level that this is happening.
Well,
and it's across the United States.
And you could say, it's everywhere but here, right?
Yeah, right.
It's everywhere but here.
Well, and so this is an interesting one on the topic. Democrats create fake local news sites in swing states ahead of midterm elections. The operation stealthily boosts Democrat candidates and attacks Republican candidates. At least 51 locally branded news sites have sprung up since last year, using names including the Milwaukee Metro Times, the Mecklenburg Herald, the Tri-City Record, Axios reports. Each follows a similar template, aggregated local news content and a write-up, short write-ups and local sports teams and attractions, interspersed with heavily slanted political news aimed at boosting Democratic midterm candidates and attacking Republican opponents. I mean, it's literally any sly, underhanded tactic you can use.
Yeah, these guys do. Well, and this is like the clip we just played with this black candidate in South Carolina. Hey, you know, it's like if I got to pretend I'm white, I'm going to pretend I'm white. If I got to pretend I'm black, I'm going to pretend I'm black. You know, if I'm going to pretend that I'm conservative, I'll pretend I'm conservative. If I got to pretend that I'm liberal, I'll pretend I'm liberal. I don't care, but what I do care about is getting elected and getting into power, because that's where the money's at. You know, how you know, that's
for
where
now.
The, Well, that's where the money's always at, because what do? You make side deals. You know, it's like sending foreign aid to the Ukraine. Gee, there was no kickbacks there to Hunter Biden or anything. No, nothing like that ever could happen. It's all someplace else in some banana republic, third world, place.
To your point, Dave, that on Breitbart it has Democrat operatives use fake local news sites targeting midterm swing states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, they've already got it kind of sewed up here.
Yeah, they've been working at it for a while.
Because in California, I think they've been cheating in California for a long time. I think that they've been getting away with it for a long time. Who knew about the voting, the Dominion voting machines in the last, it was until the last couple of years that we even knew that there was a problem. We know that they cheated in the last election. It's so clear, it's ridiculous. Okay, so you take President Trump off of Twitter. The FBI colludes with Facebook to make sure that they pull all the Hunter Biden laptop information. You got the Dominion voting machines. We've seen the 2,000 mules stuffing the ballot boxes. Mm-hmm. All the social media algorithms, took away all the information against any of the Democrats in a huge degree. The stuff that was coming out, on Twitter as well. And you say anything wrong, you're automatically censored.
Oh, they just got rid of you, yeah.
So that wasn't fixing the election, was it?
No.
Or even worse, if you have any type of air of legitimacy to yourself and you actually are asking questions like Dr. Frank, if you could do any of that, well, I guess we just need to sick our dogs from the FBI on you.
You know, I was listening to that, I guess they call him Ye West now, Kanye, interview with Tucker Carlson a little bit. I can't track with him too much because he's kind of a little bit... gestaltish with his mind and his reasoning, and he just pulls in stuff from all over the place all the time. And if you don't understand all of his linguistics, it's hard to track with him because they have a kind of their own language in the music industry and different places. And so what he said, one thing that I found kind of astonishing, and he actually said it, was that. Now, he's a Christian guy. He's professing that. He was for Trump, all of that. But he says that if you say any of that stuff, it's like you get bullied inside the Hollywood spheres and inside the music spheres because, that you can believe anything you want as long as you don't have a sphere of influence over everybody, that could change the way they think. And so that's why he was bullied, on his viewpoints and he finally got fed up with it because, if you said you're a MAGA supporter, then, all of a sudden with your sphere of influence, they're going to try to figure out ways to cut you down. Just like they done with Trump because Trump was not controllable, Trump didn't follow the party line and Trump didn't do what he was told, follow the narrative, then all of a sudden he's the devil. And they have gone at such length, any length possible, to discredit him, to put him in prison, to impeach him with nothing, no evidence, no nothing. They all talk about, the crimes. Not one of them can come up with a crime. Not one thing is
against him. It's all against them.
Not one thing is exactly. The FISA warrants were, they manipulated the court, the FBI lied about everything. They hid the witnesses. We're going to talk a little bit about Igor Danchenko, but everybody else is the criminal.
Well, and so to this note on the voting and to this note on the security, what we've been seeing, I guarantee you have not seen this story that I'm about to mention, and it came out on Thursday on Timcast. This should have been what you heard about Thursday, should have been what you heard about Friday. It's a big deal. An insider story exposing a U.S. election company's ties to China. Kanuck allegedly violated its conduct by storing critical information that the workers provided on the servers in China. L.A. County District Attorney George Gutson said, "We intend to hold all those responsible for this data breach." Prosecutors said they learned of the data breach earlier this year through a separate investigation. The separate investigation led to criminal charges launched by the nonprofit election integrity organization True the Vote after a massive trove of documents and information found by the organization raised suspicions about the security of U.S. elections. Researchers examining multiple technology providers made a new discovery while probing companies that supply administration to software and U.S. election agencies. Investigators came across an IP address for a server belonging to Konik, but the records show that the server was actually located in China.
Gee, I'm shocked.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm completely shocked. China's not.
And it only happened there, right? It didn't happen anywhere else. So, couldn't be in any other machines or anything that the server is someplace else controlled and all that.
So let me get this straight. We're the bad guys because we want fair, open, honest elections. But they're the good guys because they like to manipulate the votes any way possible, and China seems to be involved somehow.
Yeah, they like those machines.
And so this, once again, gets back to the point. Why is it Truth of Vote? Why is it that all of these other organizations that literally get berated and dragged through the mud at every opportunity, they're the only ones asking the questions? They're the only ones being dragged in the mud for it, and they're the only ones getting answers.
Well,
why is our own government not concerned about the fact that we are storing sensitive information about our voting in China?
Because
they're winning with China.
It's like they're being bought off.
Because we got a little bit of money ties going over there.
You got Joe Bidenstein up there. I mean, this is the guy that's he's a freaking train wreck. He's a walking train wreck of destruction on our economy, on our government, on foreign affairs. Take your pick. Say anything you want, and that he's been involved in, and it's a shambles.
Yeah, it's been a train wreck
it's
ever
a
since.
The guy's a freaking train wreck, and even his own people are not wanting to support him in the next election. Because he's not just a train wreck, he's freaking crazy, you know? And I have a little clip here, you know, from a rally that was a couple days ago. And so this is Trump put a little clip together, and I'm going to play it right now. And this just all the gaffes. This is like, this is a compilation of the best gaffes of Bidenstein. But what's interesting is that there's so many gaffes to choose from that you can make you can make a montage that lasts a half an hour. But here's the highlights, and let's play this.
I think it's a right for people that bad at health care. True and international effort to pressure.
God, I can't believe I said that. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Y'all ready for this?
I was going to put him in put.
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Wait.
All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
If it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway.
This is him climbing up the stairs, falling down, trying to get his coat on.
For two reasons. One, two.
Come on, man.
the guy who runs that outfit over there. I've had a couple questions. But the nature, not Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was.
Jackie's dead.
What am I doing here? So Tucker,
we wonder the same thing.
Yeah.
I got hairy legs. That turn. That.
Thank you for tolerance and listening to me. I appreciate it very much. But,
I mean, that's just like a quick clip showing the highlights. But this guy's a train wreck, you know? But if you don't support him.
You know what it is. You know what I mean.
The election couldn't have been rigged. It could. But if you're talking about rigged elections, even locally, state, or federally, you're some kind of a nut.
Yep.
Some kind of a traitor. Some kind of a right-wing conspiratist. You know, some kind of a, you know, what happened to the Second Amendment? I thought we had wait a minute. It was the First Amendment.
We had a Constitution.
It was the Second Amendment that protected the First Amendment. Jeez. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see where this ends up.
It's going to be interesting to see, especially locally with the elections coming up, how they're going to handle it. You know, the vote and how they're going to count the ballots and what kind of ballots we got. Or is she just going to do the same old same?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really just crazy. We got a minute here. I'm going to start changing subjects with some other stuff. We got the attorney for Epstein's victims says Maxwell still has a card to play. Now, this comes from a conservative brief. I usually don't follow these guys too much, but the basics of this is Bill Clinton should be sweating bullets, reported Kerry Donovan from the Republican brief. It has long been suspected by court watchers that a notorious list of clientele for Epstein, allegedly including Clinton, would eventually emerge, and they may be right, according to investigators and lawyers who have followed the complex case. Evidently, she got 20 years. And with the deal that if she started to cooperate with prosecutors, which I don't see ever happening because that's like signing your own death warrant. But the interesting thing is that in the new revelations, it's possible to reduce her 20-year sentence if she starts coughing up the list, which I think she'll be coughing something.
I think she will be.
She found out her prison fate in June and is now has until 2023 to further cooperate with the prosecutors. And she said she intended to appeal her sentence, which she doesn't get out until like 2030, whatever. What was it? 20 years? Well, 2043, I guess it would be. So
she probably thinks she can save herself. Just saying.
But.
To give up?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's any way you're going to save yourself at this point.
I don't think she's going to save either way.
The only time you would cough up names is if you're just giving them the royal finger, knowing you're probably going to have a new roommate that looks like some kind of a drag queen with muscles, and you know, sort of like the Jeffrey thing, you know. You got a guy, a cellmate that's got, 40-inch biceps, and he looks like he's got muscles on his knots on his head. And, and they ask him, hey, did you see anything that happened? And he's like, I didn't see nothing. I was sitting there in my cell. The lights went out. The cameras went off. I had my headphones on. And, I didn't see nothing. I did a brain scan, and I didn't find nothing.
And with that, I think we'll go to a break. And we'll pick up this conversation on the other side if you want to call in. The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Yeah, that's for you, and you know who you are. Hey boy. That was the cranberries. All right, so
wow.
I want to hit a little bit of this indictment thing that's supposed to come out. It was a leak by the FBI on Friday, I believe it was. And, you know, they're talking about a possible indictment. The FBI's got enough information and to charge Hunter Biden now. But the charges are not about, you know, peddling foreign influence. They're about lying to the FBI. And I got a couple of clips to play here, and then we'll talk about it. This is the first one from Brett Baer. Brett Baer. I don't know if we've got audio yet here. Hang on just a second.
I think he had to step. Liam had to step.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. But I got a couple of clips on that, and we'll talk about that. But in the meantime, maybe we'll stay on this Epstein thing for a few minutes. And talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. And, you know, the fact is that the client, nobody on the client, there's not been one client that has been outed. You can't tell me that there's nobody that knows anything about that?
No.
Nobody knows nothing? They did this big investigation on her. They charged her. They convicted her. And there's not one piece of evidence on who the clients were?
They arrested someone for sex trafficking who, by all accounts, had never sex trafficked anyone. There's no people that had ever ended up coming forward, no witnesses.
And so there were no, like, big-name people on both sides of the aisle on that one anywhere?
There were documents that went missing.
I was going to say they all just disappeared. I mean, you know, we did have it at one time. You could find it, and then...
I think we can get audio now. Have we got audio again? Can we play a clip, Liam?
He's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
He's busy.
Yeah, I could start singing and dancing again.
No, that's okay.
Can we play? Are we ready for a clip, Liam? All right, good. Here we go. This is Brett Baer. This is just a short clip, and this is talking about, you know, and of course they put the big headline, huge, the feds have now enough information to charge Hunter. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, but here we go.
Breaking tonight, a dramatic development in the Hunter Biden scandal. Federal agents say they believe there is now enough evidence to charge the president's son with crimes related to a gun purchase and tax issues. That's according to the Washington Post tonight. The Hunter Biden investigation, we know, has been going on for many, many months. The question is, does this late afternoon story in the Post signal a major movement in the case? Correspondent David Spott has the latest information from the Justice Department. Good evening, David.
Brett, good evening to you. A source with knowledge of the investigation tells Fox News it has reached a significant and critical phase. Also, federal investigators are no longer collecting evidence. It's moved past that point and is now in the hands of the United States Attorney in Delaware. The Washington Post reported that agents believe prosecutors have enough evidence to charge Biden, Hunter Biden, with tax crimes, plural S there, and a false statement related to a gun charge.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting that they left out a whole bunch of other charges, you know. And
I was going to say, with all the information that they pulled off of the laptops and everything, that's all that they could come up with, right?
Yeah, no drug charges, no foreign payoffs,
no.
You know, none of that stuff that...
No pedophilia.
Yeah.
I'm sure he purchased that gun legally, right?
Except he lied on the application, I guess. And that's kind of hard to get rid of the application that you lied on, you know. I think they asked him, but do you do drugs? And he was like, well, hell no.
And then, yeah, that video of me arguing with the prostitute about how much dope I got, that's not real.
And then, like, he's the smartest guy that President Biden knows, remember? What kind of a dumbass goes to a computer repair place and leaves several computers there and forgets about them with this kind of crap on them? Where you got them video with prostitutes, you know, arguing over the weight of your crack. You know,
thousands of pictures,
you know, stuff that, you know, you wouldn't want anybody else to know about. But you forget, your laptop, yeah. I'm the smartest guy in the room, except I can't remember where I put my laptop.
I mean, honestly, he may be the smartest guy Joe Biden knows.
Well, that's
a very good point. That could be true. That's scary.
But he's
I'll take him at his word on that one.
But he got 81 million votes. And if you say anything different, you're some kind of a freaking traitor.
Well, yeah.
You extremist. Yes.
We're bad.
It's so stupid. So I got Dan Bongino's take on this, and I'm inclined to go with Dan Bongino on this one because do you believe in justice from the DOJ and the FBI anymore? Do they actually prosecute real crimes? You know, they go after parents at school board meetings instead of, you know, I don't know, sex trafficking? Oh, boy, those are the FBI, the fidelity, bravery, and integrity, right? Those are the guys you can trust.
Yeah.
Wow.
These are the same people that get in trouble that are going after other people, right, that are doing bad things.
And Merrick Garland has got to be running neck and neck with Joe Biden as the worst person in government since Horace Greeley or somebody. I don't know. So here's Dan Bongino, and let's listen to what he has to say about this, and then we'll go from there.
Broke last night, actually. Be very cautious about this. Story leaked out that apparently some federal agents got a hold of the media and said, we are this close, just this close, folks, to a Hunter Biden indictment. Of course, you know Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, the of crack addicted or formerly crack addicted. I don't know where he is with that now. I wish him the best. It's a horrible thing to live with, but a crack addicted, sex addicted son who is globetrotting, scoring a bunch of deals for him, his uncle, and apparently his dad, the big guy. Now, be really cautious about this leak. I think there's a couple things going on. I see two possible scenarios why right before a midterm election, someone would leak out that Hunter Biden is this close to being indicted.
Hmm.
Before we get to it, I want you to hear Harmeet Dhillon, who is an excellent attorney and a diehard conservative. Here's Harmeet Dhillon on Laura Ingraham's excellent show on Fox last night, describing the situation. She has some good points here. Check this out.
There are absolutely double standards at the DOJ and the FBI, depending on whose ox is being gored. And so, again, what the Biden family, not Hunter Biden, but Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Joe Biden, are accused of doing credibly is very big and is international in scope. And so I think that nothing is going to end up happening here. It would be a gift to the Biden family if Hunter Biden were offered the ability to plead to a couple of minor offenses and pay some money. This needs to be pursued. It needs to be pursued by the House if Republicans take back control. And we need to see justice done in this case because we have, like, the Ukrainian money flowing in the billions right now. I think you have to look at the ties of the Biden family to corrupt activities in that part of the world, that you would be a fool to ignore those facts.
Yeah, you would be a fool. But if you notice, the information that leaked was that Hunter Biden was potentially going to be indicted, Joseph, for tax violations and lying on a gun purchase form. That's interesting. Doesn't mention anything about Foreign Agent Registration Act, FARA violations. You know the thing they investigated Mike Flynn for? Because if you were investigating Hunter Biden for his dealings with foreign agents and representing foreign entities himself without registering as one, Foreign Agent Registration Act, then maybe that would involve Tony Bobulinski, their business partner, in their foreign deals. And maybe that would involve Joe Biden, too, because Bobulinski said Joe Biden was involved in this as the, quote, chairman, which would mean you would have to talk to Joe Biden about Bobulinski and the foreign business deals. Gosh, that seems weird that was left out. Stand easy. I'll get to that, too. There's a lot in this little cut. Harmeet's very smart. She says also something very important. She's like, I predict nothing's going to happen. They're going to offer some kind of a sweetheart deal. Ding, ding, ding. The verdict is in. I predict Harmeet Dhillon is absolutely correct. Here are my two possible scenarios here. Because they are going to do everything they can to protect the crown. They are going to protect the crown, Joe Biden, no matter what. Merrick Garland is a hack. He's always been a hack. He doesn't have a shred of personal decency or dignity. He, of course, is the attorney general. I'm sorry, but there are liberals listening who have no idea who that is. He is ultimately going to make the charging decision. It's supposed to be left to the deputy attorney general. Please, please stop. Please. You know for a fact they're not going to leave this decision to the deputy attorney general involving President Biden's son. It's going to go right to the most political person in the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, who heads it, who is a total liberal hack. Do you really believe Merrick Garland's seeking justice here? Let me tell you what Merrick Garland is really seeking. He is seeking a way out of this for President Joe Biden so he doesn't have to go under oath and get deposed.
Bingo.
Period. Thank you. Here are the two scenarios. Sorry, I said I should have just got right to the point. DOJ either drops the case, which I see as unlikely, but possible. Garland is that much of a hack. DOJ just drops it. Or scenario number two, Harmeet Dillon's point, that there is a sweetheart plea deal that Hunter Biden takes where he pleads out to a tax and thing, pays a fine for back taxes, does no jail time at all, and pleads guilty to lying on the form. Now, here's the problem with number two. The problem with number two, the plea deal, is apparently, according to the leaker and according to others, Hunter Biden was already offered a plea deal and turned it down. Why? Because he's a moron. Keep in mind, gents, this is not a smart man. You're not doing your stretching routine this morning? You're just doing it. It's really surprising. Oh, you did it before you came up here. Okay. I'm just asking. This is a stretching routine. Keep in mind, Hunter Biden, Guy is a very smart guy. Hunter Biden's a moron. Okay? Guy, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden doesn't warm up in the morning before the show. Well, I take that back. He may warm up a different way, if you know what I mean. That's a whole different story. Hunter Biden's an idiot. He tapes himself smoking crack and negotiating with prostitutes. Folks, I'm not kidding. Like, maybe an idiot's kind of too harsh, and maybe the hyperbole there kind of, you lose the point. This is clearly a suboptimal intelligent human being.
I think we can stop there. Well, that tells you, I think he's right. I think they're going to either drop the case or they're going to come back with a plea bargain, and his attorney's going to talk him into it because his attorneys are going, what are you, stupid? And he's going to go, of course I'm stupid. But, you know, I'm the president's son. I'm untouchable. And they'll go, well, yeah, that's going to work out really good, but if you don't do this and they drop the case, then what's that going to look like, you know, for the DOJ? And is that going to cause an uproar when the evidence has overwhelmingly been outed by the FBI?
Let's be honest. They're not going to do anything. And even if they did, all they end up having to do is make a phone call up to Pooh Bear where
But that's my point, is that it obviously the justice is no longer blind and it's so one-sided that it's completely, you know, will that upset people in front of the midterm elections? See, I think whoever leaked this on purpose so that it gets out into the country and to the people, so that they see what is actually going on of the two-tier justice system. So, and that can't be good for the Democrats in this next election. So I think that's what this is really all about, why they leaked it. Now, whether anything happens to Hunter, I don't think is even the point. I think the point is that
people
exposing him for what they really are, I think, is the point before the election. So,
and with that, we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning. This is Dick.
Hi, Dick. I know it was you.
You know, most all of the talk on conservative radio has been election integrity lately. And I don't know if you heard me. I called in to Pete Peters yesterday and talked to him. And I like to kind of repeat the same thing. And it goes right along with the recording you just got through playing. I made a prediction. They're talking about Hunter Biden probably going to be arrested. Well, I went online and found out that the president can pardon his own family members.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. This is going to happen to Hunter. I mean, he's the big guy, you know.
And I'm predicting what's going to happen. They are going to arrest him, and they're going to find him guilty, and they're going to sentence him to a fine in prison. His father's going to pardon him. He's scot-free to do, and the big guy is going to be out of the clear, too, because because he doesn't have to, you know, Biden's back free again to do what he's been doing and pay off the big guy, too. They're going to be doing the same thing, and Hunter's not going to go to prison or anything, and it's going to be just like nothing happened.
But here's here's also, Dick, okay, we only got, like, what, 4 weeks and some change to the midterms.
Yeah.
What happens if the Congress and the Senate get turned over?
Well, they could still arrest Hunter Biden, and if he goes to trial, I'm predicting they're going to put him through trial and sentence him, and his father.
Yeah, but what if his father's being impeached?
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. I mean, do you think the Republicans are not up in arms at this point because of the attacks by the you know, it doesn't matter whose side of the aisle you're on as much as that the Democrats have been attacking the Republicans relentlessly for quite a few years now. And do you think that there's not going to be any retaliation?
I don't know, but the recording just played had scenario one, scenario two, Clebarden, and I have scenario three. It's going to be conviction and a pardon. That's what I'm predicting.
I wouldn't be surprised. I agree with you,
yeah.
Dick. I don't think Hunter's going to go down, but I think
You know what? In the past 20 years, a Democrat never gets convicted of anything. You know that? They always get off some way. What about the Clintons? Nobody gets convicted. Nobody does. No Democrat does any jail time ever. They always get off.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to change parties to a Democrat.
I think everybody should vote Democrat. If you want to live in a third world banana republic, vote Democrat.
Hey, you know what? If you know somebody, a Republican who is really ill and got a few days to live, you need to convince them to re-register as a Democrat. Because if they register as a Democrat when they die, there's two things happen. First of all, if someone has to die, we want to be one of them. And the second one, if you die as a Democrat, you can still vote in every election.
You can vote in perpetuity.
Forever.
Yeah, you can vote in perpetuity. You get to vote forever now.
So remember, no problem.
If you got a terminal illness, go down and re-register as a Democrat. Because there's a benefit for dying as a Democrat.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, isn't it?
That's all I have.
All right, thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
I have one right here that is from former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and I like Tulsi, and she's a Democrat. But she's one of those ones that actually is honest with herself and with her constituents, and she represented people that way. But she actually came out recently and spoke on a lot of this stuff that we're talking about right here. So this is what she said. Leaks coming from law enforcement agencies are not good. We often see them happening in the lead up to election, regardless of which party they are seeking to influence. Our law enforcement entities need to be apolitical so we can have faith in their role of the law. But what we are seeing here is pointing to something much bigger than what Hunter Biden ends up actually being charged with or indicted with or not. What this reminds me of is especially important. We head up to this in the upcoming election just a few weeks. Early voting has already been kicked off in some states. It's how our democracy was stolen in 2020. We saw how heads and former government agencies, the FBI, law enforcement agencies, colluding with big tech, social media companies, mainstream media, decided, hey, we don't want the American voter to know what the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop are, because we know they'll more than likely vote for Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden if they actually find out what's on there. So they intentionally worked together to withhold the information from voters across the country as we were trying to figure out who to vote for, stealing our democracy. As you know very well, Jesse, there are three states with a difference of 44,000 votes that would have brought Joe Biden and Donald Trump to a tie. This is not very many people at all. They saw the writing on the wall, saw how close it was going to be in those key states, and made the decision to steal our democracy.
Well,
I couldn't have said it better myself.
You know, I just got this one in. I want to play the video, but I haven't screened it yet, but I'll read the headline. Can't make this up. FBI sends out far-left agent Elvis Chan, who led efforts to censor Hunter laptop story, to tell Americans that the FBI is protecting the elections this year.
Oh, no problem here.
Yeah, he says this is going to be the safest election ever. Brought to you by the FBI, because they are our friends, and though they're corrupt and they don't follow the law anymore, that's okay.
No problem.
I don't know if I should play a clip from this or not. Should we chance it?
And on top of that, let's pile on to the FBI too. FBI reports and records, this is from Postmillennial as of October 7th, 2 days ago, FBI records show 665 employees left over sexual misconduct. Simply put, the two documents show a systemic failure within the Justice Department and FBI to protect female employees from sexual harassment and misconduct in the workplace, and a failure to significantly punish employees for that same misconduct.
So are they going to promote them and move them over to the IRS? I'm just asking, you know, like they do with them.
I don't know. I mean,
a lot of times.
You know, and now we circle back, I hate that phrase now, to our local elections. And what kind of faith do we have in what's happening here? Do we have faith that are they going to be fair and honest? Or do we have faith that...
I don't have faith in any of these systems anymore. Absolutely none whatsoever. You're going to use the Dominion voting machines. Yep. You're going to end up taking our votes and screwing them off, just like you always do.
And the election office has no care in the world about it.
The hope I have is that at the local level, you know, let's take the Chris Kellstrom Baron Browning election, for example. I think it's going to be harder to cheat because it's going to be harder to rig that election, I think, in the one district because there's only so many votes that then they can be checked. My hope is that could be the straw that broke the camel's back and it starts to turn it around in our county. And obviously Baron Browning is a part of the Dem team. You know, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You don't have to look very far. I mean, the Sierra Forward's has donated through OpenSecrets.org. Every dollar in the last campaigns has been completely for Democrat. But now all of a sudden we got two Republicans running and backed by these guys, and we're supposed to believe that they're conservatives?
I don't want to play devil's advocate, but remember, we're probably going to be using the Dominion voting machines, and the elections office doesn't give a crap. About what the outcome is, and cheating, that's evident. So even if the numbers aren't right, what's going to happen?
They're going to have to be challenged, and I think that the challenge of a recount there is going to be a lot smaller.
That's
and
very true.
Probably able to get it done. Because I think people would probably jump in and chip in on that one to get it
right.
And then you could do a hand count, and you could go back and match those ballots up with the people that were voting and ask the questions and see if the vote is true.
Sure. So, My problem with it is once you separate the envelopes from the ballot, you can't see where that actually came from.
No, I agree, but in order to cheat, let's say that Kellstrom gets 65% of the vote. Okay. In order to cheat, you got to run so many ballots in that it looks like there's more ballots in than people voted. Now you got reason to say, how can we have this many ballots when there's only this many people in the district?
We already had a lot of that.
I know, but on a bigger scale.
Yeah, I have to agree with you because it's on a smaller scale. It's easier to pinpoint it more.
It's easier to pinpoint the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Fraud there. So that's my hope.
And more people, it affects more people in a certain way because it's your district that you're voting in, you know, whether it's District 5 or District 1. So, you're more plugged into it.
So what really needs to happen is you need to have more people out there voting for the candidate because that makes it harder and harder to cheat. If you got 100% of the people out there voting, for example, how are you going to cheat your way out of that? If 100% of the voting people out there vote for Kellstrom, for example, how are you going to cheat your way out of that? Because you'd have to double the electoral votes in order to show that you won.
Or if you reverse it, if you put Barron up at 100%.
Exactly.
It sounds like the prisoner's dilemma, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we're at the top of the hour. We'll have to continue this conversation on the other side and listen to the second half of Sovereign Mind Radio. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hold on. Pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Pump a little bit.
KCNR. Shasta. Reading.
$145 a month. These aren't my numbers. These are numbers from the people that do the numbers in Washington, and they try and make them as good as possible. You know that, meaning low. So when you see that, it's over $1,000 probably a month already.
Newsmax provided the audio. After the suspected sabotage of natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea, the head of the European Union's executive arm wants checks on all infrastructure.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said this week the damage last week from the Nord Stream pipelines linking Russia and Germany has shown just how vulnerable their energy infrastructure is. She said a comprehensive plan is needed to ensure the safety of key EU networks, including for data. Von der Leyen also says satellite surveillance will be used to detect potential threats. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The UN nuclear watchdog says Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the biggest one in Europe, has lost its last remaining external power source as a result of fighting in the area. It's now relying on emergency diesel generators to keep everything cool. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the plant's link to a 750-kilovolt line was killed early yesterday morning. The leader of the Scottish government says today she'll push on with her campaign to take Scotland out of the United Kingdom, even if she loses a Supreme Court case seeking authorization to call an independence referendum. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says she wants to hold a referendum October of next year, but the Conservative UK government in London has said no so far. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
Official data show that Turkey's annual inflation rate has reached a new 24-year high of over 83% in September.
The high rate pushed the cost of essential goods higher and further hit households already facing high energy, food, and housing costs. The Turkish Statistical Institute says consumer prices rose by 3.08% from the previous month. Experts say the real rate of inflation is much higher than the official statistics at 186%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A magnitude 5 earthquake struck central Greece early today, but there are no early reports of damage or casualties. The tremors struck early in the morning and had an epicenter of 8 miles below the sea level in the Gulf of Corinth, about 62 miles west-northwest of Athens. The tremor lasted, according to locals, at least 15 seconds. News and analysis at townhall.com. The House Ethics Committee says it's investigating outgoing New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney, the chair of the Oversight and Reform Panel.
The committee said it received a referral from the Office of Congressional Ethics on June 23rd, and that the top lawmakers in the group jointly decided to extend the matter. The OCE is an independent watchdog that investigates lawmaker behavior and refers cases to the House Ethics Committee. Once the Ethics Committee receives a referral from the OCE, it has 45 days to review the matter. The group noted, however, that a referral or extension does not indicate wrongdoing by a lawmaker. The committee said it will announce its course of action for Maloney on or before November 21st. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It's that time of year, time for giant pumpkins. A 2,554-pounder grown in western New York has set a new U.S. record for the heaviest such gourd. The big pumpkin was weighed in at the Great Pumpkin Farm in the Buffalo suburb of Clarence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, it hurts so good.
That covers a lot of territory there.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It must be a real bear to have no one care about what you have to say.
When you're a jerk?
When you're a jerk.
Or what did Bongino call hunter?
A moron?
A moron.
What's the opposite of less on? That's all you got to know.
Yeah, before we went to break and during break, we were talking about the voting and all that, and we wanted to remind people a few things, like, you know, if you do surrender your ballot, mark across it.
Mark it. Surrendered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they can't be used again.
Exactly. Yeah. Which we didn't know that last time so much. And if you can, vote in person.
Vote in person.
That is very important to vote in person. Yeah.
I want to play this little clip from the FBI. Here's special agent Elvis Chan. I'd change my name if it was Elvis Chan.
That was made up.
Yeah, well, you know, would you think? It's like a guy who's Chinese named Elvis? I don't know. All I'm saying is, so here is a little clip from him, and he's talking about how, and this is the same guy who was in colluding with Facebook to keep Hunter's laptop from being exposed before the last election. And this is the same guy who was in on that thing. So here let's listen
all
to
right.
this. Here we go.
Incredible threat.
Let me get it up here. That's not quite.
That is the message from the FBI that it's sending to voters a little more than 4 weeks before the midterm elections. KTVU's Christian Kaptan talked with one of the top cybersecurity investigators in the FBI who is assuring voters this will be the most secure election in history.
In just a matter of weeks, voters will have their say determining local races as well as who controls the House and Senate. The FBI's cybersecurity unit is working to make sure that every voter can have faith that their ballot will count.
The election process itself is as safe as it's ever been, and even more so with all of the different protections we have in place around the ballots themselves, around the ballot counting equipment, around the voter registration databases.
FBI Special Agent Elvis Chan says the agency is always looking at what has happened in the past and applying it to the future. He says a lengthy review has determined that the 2020 election was the most secure in the nation's history.
Like for 2020, we knew specifically the incidents that happened on a county-by-county level because there were so few of them. I could count them on one hand.
Special Agent Chan says federal agencies have their eye on misinformation and election lies that often spread through social media. He says federal law enforcement agencies are sharing data with those social media platforms with the aim of combating election misinformation with the truth.
People are trying to dispel the disinformation and misinformation that is going on, that there are things that are happening to the election. We don't see any credible threats at this point. That's not to say we're not monitoring them, because we are.
The FBI says it has worked with registrars of voters throughout the Bay Area and says none of the election systems here can actually connect to the internet. In fact, our special agent from the FBI says it's far more likely that we see some kind of a low-tech approach towards election fraud, like somebody simply trying to vote twice. In San Francisco, Christian Kaftan, KTVU, Fox 2 News.
Is that the most? Is that the stupidest report you've ever heard in your life?
No, just, not really. He's kind of up there with Biden, but
just
yeah.
Just knowing what you know. I mean, the election in Georgia and DeKalb County, how they rigged the vote, and she went back and had it recounted. I mean, we could go on
There's
and
only
on
a
and
handful.
On and on.
Come on, he said there was only a handful. Don't you believe that?
You can sleep.
I'm pretty sure
tonight.
He was using one hand. Let's put it that way.
If he was, you can sleep safe tonight. You can all sleep sound tonight knowing that all of these elections now are safe and secure, and that the Dominion voting machines can't hook up to the internet.
Right.
Even though they just pulled them out in Wisconsin and found that they had wireless modems.
So there was a film from 2010.
Well, that's misinformation, by the way.
Night and Day. Had Tom Cruise in it and Cameron Diaz. And there is a moment to where he's like this super agent, and he's on this plane, on this flight with her, and gets off, and she's there talking to him, and she gets roped up into him running away from these guys. Well, he tells her, point blank, he goes, some agents are going to come and see you. And if they say that you're safe, they're going to kill you. I just want you to know that. If they say you're safe, they're going to kill you. And so she ends up going over there and goes, do not get in the car. So agent walks right up to him and then turns around and, June, You're safe with us. Come get in the car. What's this about? Get in the car, June. You're safe with us. Come on, June. Get in the car. So she gets in the car. Don't worry, June. You're safe with us.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he knocks her out right away, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Puts her under.
It's all good.
Puts her a Mickey.
What's the problem?
She wakes up on a desert island in her bikini and wants to know who put it on her. You know. Yeah.
And there was Joe.
Well, misinformation. They're going to make sure there's no information by colluding with Facebook to pull off anything they don't like, which is censorship. And you can't ask questions. You don't want to ask any questions in a free society. You got to go with the narrative. You need to shut your yap and do what the hell you're told, just like those people out there that are buying this crap.
Right. And I'm sure they're going to do the counting. But is it a correct counting? They may count every ballot. I'm not saying that they won't.
Go home. Sleep well tonight. It'll be fine.
You know, is it accurate?
It's
Do they go, oh, yes, three for him, one for you. Three for him, one for you.
Elvis Chan told you so.
I got something for Elvis Chan.
Out
of San Francisco.
We're going to have a safe and secure election, Mama.
Yeah. On the note of misinformation, this was yesterday PayPal decided to reverse course, but we were going to be talking about this story one way or the other. So PayPal reverses course, says company will not seize money from people promoting misinformation.
Oh, yeah. Just like Canada won't freeze your bank accounts if you protest the vax.
Exactly.
So PayPal on October 8th said it was
or
not
like Citibank.
A new policy that would have enabled the company to seize money from users who allegedly promote misinformation or hate or spread memes that they don't like.
Why? Because they're winning. See, this is why they don't like it, because we are winning. They're getting a little bit afraid because they're losing the black vote. I mean, you see the guy down there in Florida?
Yeah.
They're losing the Twitter. Leon Musk. Yeah, Leon Musk is going to take over Twitter. But Elon Musk is taking over Twitter. The Hispanic vote is jumping ship because they know what it's like when they came from a third world country where there's a dictatorship. Everybody's jumping ship. The memes are working. We're winning. And of course that scares the crap out of them, because then they're losing. And they are losers.
I think that the situation with Twitter, I think that that situation is going to be one of the most influential moving forwards for our elections.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is right now, they have been shutting down any dissenting voices. I mean, I'm currently banned off of almost every platform there is that's mainstream platforms.
Well, you should be, honest.
Yes, I was going to say you. It's because of you.
Subversive cretin misinformant.
Spreading all that information.
Spreading lies. Lies, I tell you. Lies. Oh, yeah, right. Never mind. That's what we're talking about. And then, you know, it's kind of like this. And you know what, everybody? Do you know how you handle all these people? It's called F you. And that's Frog Lake University for you, the guys that didn't get that.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to play this clip you sent me from Matt Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
Because this kind of epitomizes the attitude that people are taking towards these idiots that are so stupid, they don't even know what ends up, because all they do is parrot the narrative. What are we supposed to talk about this week? Whatever they're told to say is exactly what they all say. They are a bunch of freaking lemming drones who have no concept of actually thinking for themselves.
And the huge thing about it is they don't even believe what they're espousing.
They don't care.
But if you step out of line, you say anything outside of the narrative.
As long as they get to go home and get their belly rubbed, it's fine.
Well, so like right here.
I feel good.
Top hospital claims children can know they're trans from the womb. I thought they weren't children in the womb, according to you guys.
Only when we want it to be that way.
See, here's the
thing.
It's just like in 1984. How many fingers am I holding up?
Wait, if it's a trans baby, it's actually a baby now? We can't kill it?
No, it's whatever we say it is. That's what they want. They want
it's
you.
What the narrative is for
whatever
the day.
They tell you is it, is
yep.
it.
Come on.
No questions. Don't talk back. Don't think for yourself. Be a moron. Hand over your laptop. Do what you're told, okay? And so this kind of says, here's Matt Walsh. We want to play this. Are we ready to go? All right, here's Matt. Here's the answer to dealing with these people. Here it is right here.
The record. Kiss my ass. I do not apologize. In fact, by all rights, you sick freaks should be the ones apologizing to me for lying and defaming me and doing it all because I'm trying to prevent you from sexually mutilating children. You damned monsters. You child-abusing psychopaths. I wouldn't apologize to you soulless parasites if I had a gun to my head. Instead, I'd rather just tell you all to piss off. I apologize for nothing. I concede nothing. I will never surrender even a single inch of ground to a pitchfork mob of degenerate morons. You know, the secret they never say out loud is that nobody is truly canceled unless they consent to it and they willingly play their assigned roles. Well, I do not consent. And I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going anywhere. So here.
There you have it.
Yeah.
That's our answer, their big chat room boy. you can go straight where the sun don't shine and take a detour where the sun does shine, you know, in the garden of stupidity.
Straight to the train station you go, my friend.
There you go.
So
there
by
you go.
The way, that hospital that we mentioned, too, that was a Harvard-affiliated children's hospital. That
in Boston, right?
Right.
No, it was another one.
Oh, golly, we got more than one of them that's doing this crap?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them, actually.
Wow.
But that's why they were attacking Matt Walsh, because he went and he exposed a lot of this crap. He exposed the fact that they're using Lupron, which is a drug used to chemically castrate child abusers.
They're not children. They're massive cells that have grown together into and morphed into something that we call nothing.
Well, and the bright side is there's a bunch of walking meat suits that are still just clumps of cells too.
Yeah, there's walking meat heads.
There's things that just walk around. I'm not sure they're people.
They walk, they talk, they crawl on their belly.
I mean, scary.
I know.
Scary, scary.
All you got to do is say the secret word. it's just nuts. These people are nuts. They're crazy. They're not worth even talking about. But we have to talk about them anyway because they're dangerous, creepy nuts.
Yeah, well, the thing is they're going after the children. They've brought the children into the fold, and they are doing this to our children and grandchildren. And that is bad, bad, bad.
Well, and we've been letting them get away with it because the old saying and the old adage is the left doesn't have kids, they have yours is true. And for far too long, we have been allowing these government institutions to raise our children. We have been allowing
it
and been complicit this entire time as we watch our kids transform themselves to meet what the government wants.
You know, but do you know why it's not working? I'll tell you why it's not working. How many, you know, kids do you know? How old are you? What?
30.
How many people do you know that are your age, in your sphere of influence and otherwise, are watching NBC or CNN or ABC to get their news?
Almost none.
None. See, the narrative is starting to not work anymore because it used to be when I was a kid, hey, that's all you had. Okay. The more brainwashed generation is the older generation that's voting right now, 45, 50, 60.
Yeah.
Because they haven't pulled their head off of the news media. A lot of them. Well, but
you have the younger ones that
they're not buying into that crap.
Though, that I've got to rebut that to some extent because that was true for a period of time. Most people who are my age and younger, we watch YouTube, we watch Netflix, we watch things of that nature. But what we're seeing is YouTube has actually gone through and started canceling everybody and kicking everybody off of the platform. But there is an element of it to where we are going to see as they crunch down and start kicking more and more people off, and you just have this echo chamber that's left, they're doomed as a platform. They already are losing money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, Facebook just took huge losses. Facebook's stock is tanking right now. Okay, people are moving over to Rumble and Gab and other places, MeWe, to get away from these censorship platforms. Mm-hmm. Twitter is being taken over by Elon Musk, who wants to reopen it and put do you think that Trump will be back on Twitter? He says he won't.
Tough to say.
That's a tough one.
I'm betting the farm Trump goes back onto Twitter as soon as it frees up, because why would you turn down a platform like that? Because now it's opened up and you're not going to get censored for anything you say.
Well, it depends. How many people have left Twitter and how many people are
going
to come back?
People are going right back. Right now, it's a total cesspool. You know, I mean, the only one I watch on Twitter right now, I got a few, I shouldn't say the only one, but the one that is the most comically stupid to me is Rob Reiner. That guy is about as smart as I've seen cheap that were smarter than Rob Reiner. Seriously.
I was just thinking he must be related somehow to Biden and Hunter.
Well, you
they're
know.
They're so smart.
It's Meathead.
I know.
You know? The guy is truly a Meathead. You know, and it's like, yeah, we're going to get Trump this time after a 300th time. Yeah, this time he's really screwed.
We're
going to get him this time.
Yeah,
they're all going to jail and prison this time. You know, and after a while you're like, shut up. I don't even want to hear. The only thing that's funny is I like the rebuttals, you know. You know, he'll say something stupid, and then there's about 50 rebuttals that are like, hey, meathead, you know, go put your head between a couple of hamburger buns with some cheese on it, you know, because he is completely stupid. But that's the problem with these guys, is that they're believing what they're told through the narrative, and it's just a bunch of baloney. You know, I mean, we need to move on.
Well, I was just going to say, but I think a lot of the younger generation is starting to get information from other places. They're starting to question it, some of them. Some of them there's no hope for, no matter what age group or where you are.
You have to explain things to them. It's like my kids, they get on the social media and all that stuff, which I think you have to let them get on there because there's no way to stop them. They're going to do it. And so what you have to do is you have to explain things to them when they ask you questions. How come capitalism and this? And why is communism this? And you explain things to them in a way that's understandable, and they start to get the both sides of the equation. That's what our duty is to explain to them and help them understand, because they know they're being lied to, and they know they're being lied to on both sides of the aisle. But you're not – it's like saying, I'm going to stop them from getting on the computer. Well, that's insanity. You can't stop them from getting on the computer.
But you can limit to what they do instead of having free reign, and go all over.
They're going to grow up and to have free reign anyway. You're not going to stop it. But what you've got to do is give them discernment on what is being told to them, the truth, and what is not. It's like you can say that communism's great until you look at all the places that communism has failed, which is just pretty much every place. You know, so that's where you're going to handle it. Because if you try to ban them, the more you try to ban them from something, the more that they want to see it. Because
to
now it's banned.
Degree,
yeah, absolutely.
I'll agree with that.
So,
but
what you've got to do.
And it depends on the ages you're talking about,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, if you're a 3-year-old, you don't hand them a, you know, 100
Well, but a lot
laptop.
Of people do, you know, they do handle, you know, they just plug them into that stuff. But
it's
I
like,
think.
Coochie coochie coo. Here, look at this. No. This is Hunter Biden.
But I think, again, it doesn't matter the age or whatever. A lot of people are starting to see other things. It's just like the black people coming out more and more, and that's getting across social media that it's not what they want us to believe, and they're getting exposed to that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think the argument is not to censor things. The argument is to have more open debates. And I think that's the answer to all of this. You know, in the marketplace of ideas, you don't censor your opponent. You just have a better argument. And I think that's what's happening here. Because let's take a contrast look at between Trump's argument and Biden's argument. Not that you can understand what Biden says half the time.
I was going to say there's no argument there.
It's hard to have an argument with a guy who can't talk. But under the pressure. You know,
yeah, you probably have a better luck with a 3-year-old.
No, but when you say, is it better to be dependent on foreign oil, or is it better to have your own sources so that you're self-reliant? Okay, just a trick question. Okay, right now, if we looked at the gas prices and we looked out there and we looked at now, well, who are we going to have to go to oil for? Well, we have to go to Iran to get oil, or Venezuela to get oil, or we got to go to Saudi Arabia to get oil.
And no problem.
Guys, they hate our guts. So what are they doing? Are they helping us or hurting us? Is it better to have oil production in your country or worry about someone else being able to give you what they think you should have?
Okay, so not Team Russia here, but this was epic level troll. Epic level troll. So Twitch blocked a channel that was streaming 24/7 his gas stove with all four burners on, talking about how it was €1.44 a month for him to be able to do this. I've got the picture right here.
That's in Russia?
Uh-huh.
Well, exactly.
So they're streaming to Ukraine over Twitch. The fact that all their burners are on and it's costing almost nothing. But right. This is the thing. This is the problem. So, like, right now, we could be mining our own lithium here. We could be mining our own cobalt here. The companies that currently are making all the money and all the investments going back to China are funding these activist groups
to make it to where we go. That's the whole global thing. The whole global thing was, we're all going to live together. We're all going to, and this is the argument.
You got to have good.
That's right. You got to have, what's the debate? The debate is everybody better off with an interdependency on each other so that we can all work together and make sure that we're, or are we better off being self-reliant and trading with other countries, goods and services, but not relying on those goods and services for our national security? You know, like, gas, or you know, selling the oil reserves to China and whoever else, and so they want everybody interdependent on a global scale. That's this whole global World Economic Forum. Because then if Russia's got something you need, or Saudi Arabia's got something you need, they can squeeze you to implement the proper type of government that they approve of. See, that's what this is all about. This is not about strong, sovereign, national countries that are, self-reliant and dependent on themselves, trading with free other countries. This is about everybody in the same ball game so that they can be controlled by a few guys that are running the show. Now, that's the debate. So which is better? Is it better that we're all part of the global climate agreement, or are we better off? Because, of course, China's all for that, right? If we limit all of our resources where it's all green, like in California, to where, you know, we're all dependent on electricity and we get rid of gas and we're outlawing gas cars, is that better than having people that are not reliant on the government and not reliant on electricity for some global climate scheme that, is going to be a half-baked deal where the government controls everybody because all they got to do is shut off your electricity? Is that better? Or is the free market better, where the government's out of it, where you have access to goods and services that are not being controlled by the government?
But you made a good point there. It's the government. We got to get rid of, make the government smaller and less control. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right. Absolutely. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's the.
Do we want
localized government
that
answers to the people in their areas,
right,
or do you want a global control of everything, you know, stationed or working out of Basel, Switzerland, from some guy who looks like a bad Bond villain stroking a cat? Which is better?
Yeah.
Well, the guy that answers to you locally, or the guy that's in some foreign country that doesn't give a rat's ass whether you live or die, and you have no control over it all, and he does whatever he wants.
And meanwhile,
which is better?
Everything they do just makes it worse. You hear that now they're trying to ban, and actually they're going through with it on diesel vehicles.
That's what these meatheads are for. See, that's what the Democrats are for. They're for killing your kids.
Being meatheads.
Well, that too. Killing your kids. They're for killing your kids, for, disinformation your kids, making sure that they don't know what ends up, making them dependent on the government, making them dependent on the government, doing what they're told, following the narrative, don't think for yourself, open borders, so we're all in the same pot. It doesn't matter. Americans aren't sovereignty. We don't want that. No nationality. We want to blur the borders worldwide, and you'll just become another peon subject to the world government. Governing authority. Which is better?
I really like Steve Dace's tweet right here on this. Remember when white suburban women voted to rid the world of mean tweets, only to put the world on the brink of nuclear war instead? What's with you white suburban women? You want to murder your children before they're born, mutilate them after, and now Armageddon?
I think we have to go to a break and we'll pick up this conversation on the other side.
Is that a real question?
So we will go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now. Wait till you get older. But the media...
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a time of the season. Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? That's the zombies, by the way.
Well, I know. I was going to say something about that. It's like, yeah, okay.
Who's Joe. Greetings, Betty.
Oh. No, no, don't play.
All right, forget Ukraine. I stand with Blockbuster.
Why, because there is none?
Pretty much.
It's gone? So it's history? No more?
This is how dumb President of Ukraine is. Ukrainian President Zelensky calls for NATO to preemptively strike Russia to combat nuclear capabilities.
Oh, that's going to work. That'll help.
Yeah, that's really going to be good. Let's take one of the world's largest nuclear powers and preemptively attack them.
And see what happens. That's just... It's
no
like,
problem.
It's the same as playing marbles. You just shoot. And hope you knock something out of the circle. What are you, freaking dumb it?
Just put a blindfold on like Pimpantel on the donkey, you know?
Yeah. Here's your blindfold.
Yeah.
I have my hammer now.
Meanwhile, nothing to be concerned about here. There just only happens to be like, you know, one of the biggest nuclear submarines that just went missing this week.
I can't find it.
Don't know where it's at. And it has Poseidon, which is this experimental weapon on it. That wasn't even supposed to be tested until 2027.
Where'd you put submarine?
That is meant to create nuclear tsunamis 1,500 feet tall.
I need coffee first.
Capable of traveling 156 miles inland. And we can't stop it.
What could go wrong?
There's no problem.
Let's preemptively attack Russia right now. That sounds like a really good idea.
I got a B in social studies.
I would trust a guy named Igor sooner than I'd trust Zelensky.
Don't worry. I like the brains first.
Happy normal.
please, I want push the button, please.
Got you good. Happy normal. Here's happy normal.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm not sure where we should go now.
Oh, there's just so much.
Federal Reserve, I got to go there. Federal Reserve announces major pilot exercise.
I was just looking at that.
For ESG
score with six banks.
There you go. What's an ESG score, you say? And I knew you were going to ask that. An environmental, social, and governance movement score. So that the climate narrative is the primary tool to implement the ESG score. So that you two...
That's what they tell you.
...can be completely dominated by your local governing authority.
So they don't like you at all because you did this or you bought that. We will just give you this score
I have a question. The world was supposed to implode like a few years ago. I mean, remember we were told from Al Gore, it was like we had 20 years, or was it 12? That was in 2001. It's now 2021. That's 20 years later. And now I mean it this time. I mean it. 12 more years. That's it. It's over.
It was inconvenient.
Not yet.
It's not duh.
So,
it's 12 years from now.
Oh. Speaking of the Federal Reserve,
I mean it this time.
Going back to what our show talked about last week about the digital cryptocurrencies,
right?
There was something very interesting because I started getting harassed by the IRS where they couldn't make up their damn minds.
You started getting harassed by the IRS.
Yeah. So about a month and a half ago, I received a little love note in the mail.
This is new information.
It is. About a month and a half ago, I received.
Did you leave your laptop with us?
Oh, you forgot your laptop down at the office.
And
I want to hear this. This is interesting.
They tell me that I had been overpaid the child tax credit,
right,
and that I need to pay them back.
Who does your tax? Right. Who did your tax return?
That's not important. Moving on.
Okay, no problem yet.
Was it you?
No problem yet. Go.
So then. Not a big deal. All right, I'm going to get this sorted and taken care of. A couple days later, I receive four more notices from the IRS.
Yeah.
Probably these new 87,000 agents that are over there.
No, they're not there yet. They're still working on it. They're still in training.
Saying that the year previous, I needed to get money back. Okay. And it's like $79 here, $79 here. And then two more saying the same thing. oh, well, these cancel each other out over here and this, that, and the other.
This is all computer-generated, probably.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So then, on top of that, you've got to go now to this ID.me thing when you go on there.
Yeah, that's not new, but it is. That's the new Identification Protection Program.
And you have to do
that's
that
been with, going around for like 5 years.
And you have to do that with DMV and other.
So have you guys noticed the front page of ID.me? I've got it pulled up right here. The digital wallet that puts you in control, utilized for the IRS Revenue Service, Social Security Administration, Employment Department, Georgia Department, across the board.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
I knew that.
That's very interesting.
So, of course,
but you're be totally in control of it. Don't you know
don't
that?
Don't worry.
Well, and mind you,
we won't take your money if you do something we don't like.
It only took me about 6 hours to get into this thing that required a biometric face scan and all kinds of different lighting.
Didn't I tell you about surveillance? I warned you.
Required a power bill? Required me to give them a recent medical bill within the last 90 days. Required my social security card.
We want a biopsy and a skin sample as
well.
Required a 10-minute video conference with a live person to go through and show the front and back of all of these documents. It took 5 to 6 hours to get all of this done so I could be registered to log in to pay my damn bill.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that. I would have probably wrote a check.
Well, yeah, and I was speechless. And then seeing that right up there, big bold font, number one header, the digital wallet that puts you in control. I don't want their
damn
digital wallet.
You should have probably called me. I would have helped you. Okay, so.
You could have settled it a lot easier.
The Federal Reserve has taken major steps in the direction of facilitating ESG complement monetary network that effectively acts as a parallel system to that of the Chinese Communist Party's infamous social credit scoring system. Do you see any parallel here that maybe we should worry about?
No. Not at all.
Six of the nation's largest banks will participate in this pilot climate scenario. How do banks participate and apply it in a
pilot? What has it got to do with the climate?
What has it got to do with the climate? Because we say the earth is going to end in 12 years, so you will do what you're told because through fear and intimidation, we will save you.
This translates that you had too many ice cream cones last week.
You
get cut off.
I have a brain freeze of epic proportions.
You will own nothing and you will like it. Because if you speak.
Is this
you say anything.
And if you have money, we want.
Is this the part where I stroke my cat?
We cut you off. We cut your money off. You spend nothing.
And we'll give you this amount, and we'll tell you where you can spend it and how often you can spend it. I mean, come on, get with the damn program. Don't you get this?
These people are right there in your faces telling you what they're going to do to you, and you still have these people, it's a conspiracy theory, man.
When do we start the movie?
Oh, what, is that executive order they just did? Is that a conspiracy theory, too?
We want to call it Gold Finger Member.
Citibank, I believe it was Citibank, has already closed people's accounts over this because they don't like you for whatever. You had too many ice cream cones, you got glasses whatever.
I have it. We call it Golden Sachs.
Goldfinger, now give me your prostate.
Goldfinger nugget. Never mind. All right.
But you're right, Dave. They're telling us exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, and people.
Well, it's all the same controlled media organizations that are behind it in the first place. Yep. They tell you to your face what they're going to do, and then they have their news stations, literally their news stations.
Shut up! Who is this man?
In other news, the entire Uvalde school district suspends entire police force.
Well, I want to finish this article. Here we go. Six of the nation's largest banks will participate in a
pilot program.
Climate scenario analysis exercise designed to enhance the ability of supervisors and firms to measure and manage climate-related financial risk. Now, I'm not sure how you have a climate-related financial risk unless you're in Florida and subject to hurricane whatever.
But if you read further down, not to
scenario,
interrupt.
You are interrupting, though. But scenario analysis. Go ahead.
They are committed to attacking free market principle. by the means of deception.
Where'd that come from?
I'm reading it in the box that's highlighted.
Oh.
Making way for a small group of technocratic elites to manipulate society.
The Fed is clearly leaning into the climate hoax narrative and the pseudoscientific idea that humans are catastrophically impacting the climate. So in other words, we're impacting the climate so bad that we need to give all our money over to Klaus?
Exactly.
The climate narrative is the chief rhetorical facilitator for the environmental socialist governance movement.
ESG rules are akin to Chinese social credit score.
It acts as
to be used to coerce. No, I can't say it.
It acts as a Trojan.
Yeah.
I mean horse. It acts as a Trojan horse.
All right, who put LSD in the vents?
For the continuing centralization of the American financial system, the ESG finance popularized by hyper-political asset management behemoths like BlackRock and Vanguard. What could go wrong? Those guys don't run the world. Acts to prevent outsiders from challenging the regime connected insiders on Wall Street and in Washington under the guise of acting to manifest a healthier planet. This is all for your own good.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's nothing to see here.
We're from
no
the government.
Problem
We're
with
here to help you.
BlackRock or anything.
Don't
no.
keep all your money in the banks.
Yes.
Don't have any cash on hand. Don't put any money in hard assets. Trust us because...
We're from the government.
ESG might be part of CCP.
You're safe. Get in the car, you're safe.
Get in the car, you're safe. Just come with me. No
That's
problem.
Like nearly 8 in 10 Americans say violent crime is a major problem. The other... being violent.
This is all on the QT, by the way.
Well, and so, honestly, when you end up looking at it, so what was it, 1950s, 1960s, it said we're all going to die because climate change and we're freezing. It's global cooling, and then it becomes global warming, and then it just becomes climate change again.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why they're doing that and the reason why they're choosing that specific thing is because, one, there's absolutely no control that you have over it. And two, it gives them control over everything.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Do what you
Let told. Them have control.
It's all about control. Or was it about money?
No problem.
I think it
might
have been
both.
Power. Was it control, money, or power? I wasn't sure which came first. The money, the power, the control. It could have been the power and then the money and then control. But first we said it was going to be control, then the money, and the power.
Does it really matter which way came first?
I'm not sure what order we should be having that in.
They're coming to take me away.
Yeah, exactly. To the funny farm. Yeah, exactly.
Where life is good.
Maybe for some, but not for this one.
Don't worry, Gulag, not very cold. We have warm showers.
So as of October 7th, the Delaware Supreme Court rules mail-in voting, same-day registration are unconstitutional. The ruling prevents Senate Bill 320, which was signed by...
No.
In July, from the beginning...
The law
permitted any state voter to cast a mail-in ballot during the upcoming November elections under any circumstances. State law only permitted mail-in voting if the resident could not appear at their polling place due to illness, injury, work, accompanying, or spouse dependent for their occupation or public service of that nation.
Nobody's figuring this out, are they? We wouldn't want to have that in any mainstream news media outlets, would we?
We wouldn't want to talk about it.
We wouldn't want to talk about that.
We do have a... go ahead.
They're jumping out of the pot. Shut up.
Yeah. Go
I guess we got Nick.
We do. We have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, it is a good morning. Hey, I wanted to tell all your listeners that next week on Poke the Hornet's Nest from 8 to 9, Doug Jenke and I are going to have on a person that has worked with the mentally ill here in Shasta County, and I don't want to say who it is or anything because I'm afraid Carl will try and steal him from me, but it's going to be a really good show, and I would encourage everybody to listen to somebody that has dealt with probably hundreds of them, and we can get the inside skinny instead of little, whatever they want us to hear.
Well, I'm sure everybody heard that, and they will tune in and start listening.
And I wanted to talk to you about something else. Did you have the pleasure of listening to the debate between Kevin Cry and Aaron Reisner Thursday on Carl Stone?
I only heard part of it.
I heard about it. All I heard was that she stormed out in a huff.
She got mad.
And that's all I know at this point. Maybe you can fill us in.
I listened to it, actually, and I listened to it twice on the archives. And I don't know how in the heck you can call that a debate when you've got personal friends of the Reisners running the show, and it was asking questions like the League of Women Voters. You just well had Susan Wilson there. And they even went as far as to telling, reminding the candidates, it was directed at Kevin, to stick to the subject matter. And, you know, what kind of debate's that?
Well, that sounds like a debate between Biden and Trump with, what's his name from Fox, Chris Wallace, you know, being the moderator.
That's just about what it was. I was really disappointed, you know. Carl insinuated he wanted to see what they were going to do in the future, and Kevin said, well, all you got to do is look at the way she treated Mike DeQuisto when he didn't want to go along with him. They excluded him, so you can expect that in a supervisor. I have to agree with him. The only way you can predict the future is by looking at the past.
Mm-hmm. That is
and,
true.
And I just thought it was very interesting, and we need to get some of the debates Terry and Sally used to put on down there, or at least maybe they weren't debates, but at least they were fair forums to where, you know, and people could ask questions. I don't like this where the moderator decides what questions are going to be asked. Sure, they claim that they solicited suggestions, but, you know, I put my questions in at the Women League of Women Voters, and I watch them, and they always put it on the bottom of the pile.
Doesn't
so that's
surprise
all
me.
I've got to say.
Interesting. Well, thanks for
a lot is said with Aaron. You know, remember back when we were doing the recall on Modi?
Yeah.
She was a big supporter of Modi. She didn't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. She says she's a Republican.
Of course she is.
Well, yeah, so did Modi, right?
Everybody's a Republican.
He's a conservative. Remember, he's a conservative, you know?
Well, it's absolutely disgusting that people just take it for face value what they claim they are. You look at Donnell Ewert, that Karen, whatever the hell her last name is. Look at Kristen Schrader, Julie Winter. These people are liberal progressives, and their whole goal is to make us into San Francisco, from what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The only thing we need is a bay.
Well, yeah, ours is drying up, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's I forgot about that.
We could find something. Citrus Park, maybe?
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, thanks for the call,
thank
Nick.
We appreciate that.
Have a great day. You too.
So stay tuned to listen to Nick's program.
I wanted to hit a little bit of this COVID-19 thing where now it's come out with the CDC saying that...
we won't report more.
Well, no, that you're seven times more likely to get COVID again or seven times more likely to have COVID if you've had the vaccine. Now... Remember back when it was like, you're a super spreader, you didn't get the vaccine.
It's your fault that
you're
I
not wearing
said,
the mask,
yeah,
you're dirty,
making
rotten,
it, yeah.
Crappy dude. So
you're killing everybody.
No, I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm like, who's the super spreader now?
Who's been the super spreader?
Who's the super spreaders? It's the guys wearing... I'm glad they're wearing masks now because they're not spreading it to me. Keep it to yourself, you guys that took all the shots. And I don't regret not taking any of the shots because I feel fine. And I actually am in the best
health. They should have to wear different masks, though. They should have to wear, like, those gas masks.
I think they should wear masks.
You know, I'm just saying.
No, they should wear masks like something out of a Stephen King movie. You know, the what was that, the clown guy?
Oh,
it. Thank you. There he is. It's it. He is it. There's the super spreader. So now the super spreaders are the guys that was calling everybody else a super spreader. Talk about an irony
of
circumstances where everybody else is the problem until you find out you're the problem.
I think all very sad.
It is sad.
Looking at it and seeing how many people have had their lives ruined and turned upside down, how many deaths have taken place.
Oh, yeah.
How many people have the side effects and the unintended illnesses that go along
with it.
That's
just starting.
And, yeah, we're seeing it now being covered in the media, and we're seeing it starting to rear its head, and yet you still have organizations that are saying, oh, get these boosters, get all the rest of this. I guarantee you if you took away the limitations on liability for these companies, they would pull that that from the market immediately.
Well, more people have died getting the vaccine than people have died not getting the vaccine.
Yeah, so, you know, the CDC isn't going to be doing their daily reports, you know, on COVID cases. Why aren't they reporting the daily deaths?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, and Fauci's already calling for another breakout in the
Of course we're going to have another one because he's probably running out of money.
Well, no, because his stock values are
That's what I mean. He's running out of money.
His stock is going down at Pfizer.
That's what I'm saying. He's running out of money, so he's got to come up with something new to sell the people.
You know, you just can't make this crap up. These people are absolute con artists. They're absolute charlatans. You know, Ponzi schemes. This is a big Ponzi scheme.
One of the truthful things that Dr. Fauci said was, we will have another outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably very true. That's a very true statement. One of the truest statements he's ever made.
Well, especially if you watch that movie, The Greatest Reset .movie. If you watch that, it definitely looks like we'll have another outbreak.
Of course we are.
Well, all
you
got
to jab more.
All you got to do is say that. Have Fauci talk like Batman to the Batcave.
So I have another one here. So the FBI undercounts number of times armed citizens have thwarted active shooting incidents. A new report from the Crime Prevention Research Center argues the FBI's data contains massive errors when tracking active shooting incidences, undercounting how often armed citizens have thwarted active shooter situations over the last 8 years. And, of course, this comes at a time when they're trying to do another national firearms ban. And they're going after the guns pretty heavily. That bill that they're trying to pass right now and trying to get through.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I was laughing at the chat room.
It's trying to ban basically all semi-automatic handguns. It's trying to ban any rifle.
Well, you don't want to be able to defend yourself, do you?
Mm-hmm.
No, come on, no. Man. This is a free society. Climate change is your protector.
Meanwhile, the guns are, you know, being bought up. Like at a crazy rate right now. I mean, they're flying off the shelves.
Yeah, that's good. It's like I was laughing at the
chat room about the electric cars.
Electric car. Get in in the car, you'll be safe, and then speed the car into a brick wall. But it's so true. It's like they're saying, oh, get rid of all the stuff, get rid of all the, get rid of all the gasoline engines, get rid of diesel, get rid of all this. And by the way, we're shutting off your electricity next week. And if you're in Florida and you're on the grid, you're screwed because try getting out of town with an electric car after they shut the grid off.
Well, and to that note, you also have situations to where you're not supposed to charge it over 80%. You're not supposed to let it run down below 20%. Also, it's not real good in hot climates. It's also not real good in cold climates.
It's not good if you're stuck in traffic.
It's not really good because if you got to get all the strategic metals to make the batteries from China, that's kind of a problem, too. Yeah.
And don't worry. So what if it catches on fire?
Yeah, you get in an accident. Those batteries are just a little bit finicky, and you get the experience of hell on Earth.
All you got to do is bring marshmallows.
And because of all of this, we're doing a recall on them now.
Yeah.
So give up your electric car on top of it.
Hey, that's good. Quit spreading information and other things. I guess we're at the end of the show.
We are at the end of the show.
We have deemed you irresponsible human. We are cutting your payments.
Here, shut up and eat bugs. Shut up and eat marshmallow.
You'll still have to pay for your car. We'll just take your car from you.
Shush, eat the bugs.
Eat marshmallows and crickets. It's okay. It's good. Climate change will not solve your problem. Only you can do that. Okay, I guess we're at the end. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence. We got to get off the voices and the accents, and it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That's George Washington. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
All gun control is racist.
Have a good week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.